You know, if you have like a jar and it's tight and you can't get it open, and you turn it, and then you give it to somebody else and the jar just opens up magically. Well, I think that's what happened with me. When I got to Northwestern in the fall of 67, people were starting to turn against the war in Vietnam. And I remember saying something that just blows my mind today to think I said this and believed it, that if the president said something was true, it was true. And that if he said we should be in Vietnam, that made sense. My dad was in the Army, and when the Air Force got started, he switched over to the Air Force. My father was given an assignment to go to Vietnam. Sometime in the spring, I had a conversation with my dad. He said, we shouldn't be in Vietnam. We're ruining the country, and we should get out of there. Hearing my friends, hearing my father, hearing Dr. King, hearing all these people coming up with ideas about why the war made no sense, made it easy for me when Robert Kennedy came out against it to go along. In 1970, on May 4th, a few days before then, Nixon went into Cambodia, and students around the country were protesting. There was not really a big protest at Northwestern. On May 4th, four students were shot and killed at Kent State in Ohio. Black students were shot at Jackson State. I remember being at home that summer reading something in U.S. News and World Report where the Nixon administration decided they wanted to debate student leaders to show that we were crazy people. And I went, isn't that interesting? Then there was a call from the White House or the FBI wanted to do a background check on me. I went, I wonder if I'm going to be one of those people who gets interviewed. And I was. So they flew us to New York. I was in this like little kind of cheesy motel, and there were four student body presidents. I was the only woman, the only person of color. And I remember Agnew coming in, and he was very polished, shook our hands. For some reason, I was not the least bit nervous because they seemed like the enemy. And I felt like I was speaking on behalf of students from around the country. And I said, during the slavery movement, abolitionists were seen as lawless, crazy people, but in retrospect, they were exactly correct. And someday we're going to look back on the war in Vietnam and see that that was just wrong as well. So we need to do everything we can within lawful means to oppose the war in Vietnam. I think he thought a black woman would not be able to hold her own with him, would not be able to be logical, would not be able to be articulate, would not be able to counter his arguments. And I think by the end of the debate, he was agreeing with me, which I just found hilarious. So I worked for legal aid for 2 years in East Oakland. And then 5 times I got asked to apply for an organization that later became the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights. And I said, no, 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 no. And then the 5th time I felt like, well, is the universe trying to tell me something? So I took the job and was there for 26 years. And we did all kinds of cases. We did a school desegregation case in San Francisco. Before there was a notion of unarmed black men being shot by police, we represented the family of an unarmed black person who was shot by the San Francisco police, Mr. Charlie James. My best friend's mother is named Rita Marshall. And she said something once when we were over there for dinner. She said, I hate this country and I love this country. And that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, it's a country of slavery, of concentration camps for Japanese Americans, of decimating Native Americans, of not letting white men who didn't have property vote, of anti-Semitism, just all the horrible things that have been done in the name of the United States. It's also the country of Frederick Douglass, of Fred Korematsu, of Martin Luther King. So there's a duality here. There's an ability to fight, but then there are all the things you have to fight against. So they're just parts of being an American that just break your heart. And there's this Maya Angelou poem, And Still I Rise, that says, I'm the hope and dream of the slave. So I don't feel I have the right to give in to despair. It's yin and yang. It's back and forth. I think the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice, I hope. I don't know.